Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says a House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing Wednesday echoed the organization's longstanding call to expand processing capacity. The Livestock and Foreign Agriculture Subcommittee hearing on the state of the beef supply chain examined shocks in the supply chain. Subcommittee Chairman Jim Costa says the shocks have impacted millions of people along the entire supply chain. Members of the committee also noted the need for greater transparency in cattle markets to create conditions that support both a reliable and affordable supply of U.S. beef. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane states, "The continued momentum we are seeing on expanding processing capacity, both on Capitol Hill and at the USDA, is a positive sign." This week, the USDA is beginning to survey thousands of farmers about their yield expectations. Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
For the crops you're growing, what do you think your yields are going to be? That's the main survey question USDA is asking of about 20,000 scientifically selected farmers.
In fact, farmers should already have those forms in their hands through the mail.
And Lance Honig, who runs the crops branch of USDA's Ag Statistics Service, told us,
"It's a very quick and short survey. I would just strongly encourage anyone, if they haven't already taken the time to fill that out, to please do that."
And he says for producers not heard from in the next day or so,
"We're going to start doing follow-up phoning for folks that haven't sent them back to us already and see if we can help things along there by reaching out."
The survey reports from farmers, along with satellite data, will be what USDA will use for its upcoming highly anticipated forecast for yields and production of crops like corn, soybeans, and cotton. And so,
the more of those reports we can get completed back in, the more accurate the forecast is going to be.
And that forecast comes out August 12th. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The USDA's RMA this week authorized approved insurance providers to extend deadlines for producers. The extension includes premium and administration fees, deferring and waiving the resulting interest accrual, and other flexibilities to help farmers and ranchers through the widespread drought. Producers now have an additional time to pay premium and administrative fees, and interest will be waived for 60 days for the termination date on the policy, whichever comes first. RMA also authorized AIPs to waive interest for an additional 60 days for written payment agreements due between August 1st and September 30th, 2021. RMA Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy states, "Farmers and ranchers are weathering tough drought conditions this year, and we want to help ease the burden by extending payment deadlines and deferring interest accrual." Additionally, RMA updated policy in June to allow producers with crop insurance to hay, graze, or chop cover crops at any time and still receive 100% of the prevented planting payment. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.